The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
It's another edition of What's on Your Mind. Hello, friends. With Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hinnon, getting ready to roll. Pick up the telephone. Tell us what's on your mind. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. On this historic day, we take to the airwaves. Why is it historic? It is historic because we're there. We've crossed the threshold. We've joined some elite company as a state to be producing now 1 million barrels of oil per day. What is your reaction to that news? And I have a very important question for you concerning that news. What, in your mind, is the most important benefit from this ever-increasing oil production? As you think about what that means, now, and not everybody, by the way, is going to see positives from that. I've had conversations with people who say, that shouldn't be a celebration, and it's one of the reasons the event that is commemorating this will actually take place next week, 1 week from today in Tioga, is being called the 1 million thanks event, because this takes some work, right? But this is a momentous historic day, and I think quite honestly, my own opinion, the most important benefit of it is very often not what we talk about, not what we consider. So I'm kind of curious what you think the number one most important benefit from this oil production is, this ever-increasing oil production. Tell us by calling us at 800-228-0550. Trent Luce is going to be here today. Trent is the host of Dakota Trails and Tales and Luce Tales, and he'll be here. We had a caller recently say, you've got to get that scientist that was on Trent Luce's show, and he was talking about Alabama state climatologist, a fellow by the name of John Christie, who, as Trent said, if you want man to be responsible for climate change, then you don't want to listen to this guy. John Christie was his name. And anyway, somebody called and said, that guy was fantastic. Get him on the show. We're going to try and get John, but we thought we'd have Trent on because it'd been a while. So any questions for the great Trent Luce, he'll be here bottom of this hour. Next hour, Congressman Kevin Cramer. It's Wednesday, so the talk radio town hall. Feel free to get those questions in right now. We have the 24/7 hotline. That number, put in your speed dial, why don't you? 855-200-1776. You press 1, and you can leave your message ahead of time for Congressman Kevin Cramer. So he'll be here for the whole hour next hour. Iraq's in the news. We captured one of the bad guys at Benghazi. That's in the news. We have, just added to the list. It's just amazing amount of things are going on. We'll cover a lot of ground today with Congressman Kevin Cramer. The president's visit to North Dakota, he has to recap for us who will be the next House Majority Leader, veterans issues. How about this one? The lost IRS emails. Yes, I know. It's just, first of all, if the IRS actually did lose these emails, they managed to accomplish, either way, it's a real head scratcher. If they managed to lose them, they've managed to do something criminals haven't figured out how to do, right? scrub the digital footprint, right? So if they actually pulled this off, they've showed a lot of the bad guys how to do it. And of course, if they didn't lose them, then somebody's not exactly telling the truth, and it's just an ongoing mess. So we're going to talk with Congressman Cramer about that too. A lot of ground to cover. Todd,
Scott,
what do you think the most important thing is? If you just had to make a snap judgment on saying the most important benefit from our ever-increasing oil production, gosh, there's such a long list. I think, for instance,
depending on foreign oil ever again, or at least getting as close to that point as we possibly can.
Would you put that on the top of the list?
Yes.
How about this? Did you know that 1 million barrels of oil deposits more than $11 million per day into the coffers of North Dakota?
Great benefit to have.
For the economy, you got 1 million barrels of oil a day means what? $50 million per day goes into North Dakota's economy.
Okay, so they can get their hands out of our pockets then, right?
Yeah. So here's another one. 1 million barrels of oil every single day fuels about 48,000 plus cars with gasoline. And, you know, that's not bad at all.
Cars with gasoline are evil.
Three times.
I knew you couldn't keep a straight face on that one.
Three times the fuel needed by the entire United States military per day comes out of North Dakota oil production every single day. Folks, it's almost impossible to overstate the historic nature of this. I mean, only 10 basins in the history of the world, anywhere in the world, only 10 basins have ever surpassed 1 million barrels a day of oil production. That's how big a deal this is.
And we're just getting started.
And, of course, a lot of those are, you know, yesterday's news. Right? Yeah. We're just doing it. We're doing 8%. Only five states have ever produced at least 1 million barrels per day at one time. And some of those have gone backwards, which is one of the reasons we're number two behind only Texas. So we're it. Texas and North Dakota are the only ones that currently produce 1 million barrels a day. Only 19 countries in the history of the world have ever pulled this off. So here's the question. I gave you a laundry list of things, but what do you think is the most important? Mike in Amanda, and you're first to go on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
I think it's great. $11 billion a day going into the state coffers. Then why do we need an income tax, and why do we need property tax?
You know? Amen.
But we can have that conversation as a result of that. I mean, now you can start saying, let's do it. I agree with you, Mike.
Let's do it. Let's get it done, you know. The average worker out here, you know, if gas is going up again, and inevitably what's going on in Iraq, they're saying fruit could get up to 150 a barrel, that puts gas up over $5 a gallon. I mean, how can people on lower incomes or middle incomes afford all this? You know, the government's got to get a state government, especially, has got to get in and kick it up a little bit and help us out.
Good point, Mike. Appreciate the call. Others, you welcome. Have, and by the way, Iraq is the is what's tripping my trigger on the question he mentioned there. You know, there's always going to be a world market, and so the price issue is obviously no different than weather impacts, the price of commodities, you know, supply, and it is a world supply is going to affect the price. So, but now when you decide, do we expend the most treasured resource we have, our blood, the men and women of the Armed Forces Guard and Reserve, do we do that? Is this in our national interest? We have removed the biggest club from the hands of our opponents, I believe, by this. So while some pain comes from this, and I want to hear from folks in the Bakken, who, you know, some of them don't like the idea of this being called a celebration and realize we have more challenges to tackle. Do those challenges and the pain points that come from this enormous amount of growth in a big period of time, are they lessened at all from the fact that we have enhanced our national security and allow ourselves to choose more carefully about which conflicts?
You know, the one remaining battle cry that'll be left is, when's the price of the pump going to go down? Here, dear, we got a refinery right over here.
But you need that then. You got to. I mean, that's part of it.
Well, the other thing, Gene Grainer points out that, you know, look at what the price is between the refineries. That's where it's the least.
True.
Mark in Fargo.
Mark and Grand Forks, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, good morning. I just wanted to comment about organizing Christians to, you know, take back our country from the devil. But I'll make a brief comment about the oil. Todd, you mentioned being independent from foreign oil. Well, guess what? Our largest export is refined petroleum products. And now, while we're still importing large quantities of oil from the Middle East, our leaders now want to start exporting crude oil. So energy independence has nothing to do with energy policy in America. They don't want us independent. You can ask Kevin Cramer. He says himself, he doesn't want independence. He wants, quote-unquote, energy security. Well, you can ask him what he means by that when he comes on. But anyway, you know, we have a lot. We have this homosexual agenda in America. We got abortion. We've got this pagan thing called the environmental movement. And we look at what's happening with our nation. We think there's very little hope in taking it back from what really is a satanic attack in America. But we need to remember that it's a small minority that's behind these agendas. Look at California, for example. They voted to make gay marriage illegal, but it was overturned by a judge. And this happens over and over again. We have a tiny minority with a lot of power pushing these satanic evil agendas on this country.
Mark,
but let's remember.
Here's my question for you. You've given us a litany of pain points that I think many in our audience will probably agree with you on. What's your solution?
I gotta take a breath just listening to
that. The answer is in God's word, in the Bible. You look at the book of Numbers 13 and 14. Joshua went out with some other spies to look at the promised land. God was sending him in to drive out the enemy. God did not tell them just to sit down and pray and hope that the enemies would leave the promised land. They had to get out their butts, get out there, fight the enemy, drive them out of their country, and that's exactly what we have to do today. We need to pray, and we need to organize our churches nationwide and drive the enemy out of government.
All right, let's see if I like Mark, because he's so relaxed.
And he's not afraid to lay it on the line.
Exactly.
And
shoot straight with me. Don't sugarcoat it. Just tell me what you want to say.
Tell us what's on your mind. Thanks, Mark. Let's see if others agree with your solution on how to fix many of the things we hear about every day on the program. John Grand Forks, Mark Dickinson, coming up. Don't go away.
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beedlesbacher.
If frequent rains and cool soils continue into the growing season, be prepared to see some root rot. Damage usually occurs in patches or streaks in a field. In favorable conditions, infected seedlings may die. If they survive, plants with damaged root systems may be less productive later in the season, particularly if the weather becomes hot and dry. There isn't anything you can do to manage root rot once the seed is in the ground, but it is important to pay attention to root rot and record affected fields. Next spring, a fungicide seed treatment or a resistant variety may also be good investments. Crop rotation or lengthening crop rotation may also help reduce root rot pressure. For more information on root rots, visit planthealth.info.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Summer's here. That's the good news. Bad news, the bugs are out. Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash with a great solution. Megan, how can you help truckers get the bugs out?
Absolutely. We've got a new chemical called Bug Magic that'll get the bugs off. It's included with every wash, and it's also available for retail sale.
What a deal. And they're open 24/7 now. No wait time, especially at night. Just a good time to get in there. 24/7. They're cleaning. They're getting rid of the bugs. Your truck at the North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cenex in Stanley on the truck bypass.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Mitchell, Scott Hannon here, Trent Lewis, bottom of the hour. And talk a little bit about environmental extremism and who is to blame for climate change. If it's us, as in man, in your view, you're not probably going to agree with Trent. But anyway, we'll talk about that. Congressman Kevin Cramer next hour for the entire hour in our Wednesday Talk Radio Town Hall. We're brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, inviting you to the 1 million barrels, 1 million thanks event 1 week from today in Tioga at Nesset Consulting Services, a recognition of the significant milestone held in appreciation, really, of the state and its citizens for their support and patience along the way. It'll take place free and open to the public, by the way, from 11 a.m. Until 3 p.m. Actually, I think they open the doors at 10, but 11 a.m., Ron Ness of the Petroleum Council, Governor Dalrymple, Kathy Ness of Nessa Consulting Services, other folks from the industry will be speaking briefly, and then they're opening up a mini museum of the oil and gas industry. They have an air show at 11:30. There's a community barbecue from noon to 2. There's bus tours to the Clarence Iverson number one well. There is air tours of the Tioga area. That, I think, in itself is worth the trip up there. I mean, if you've heard about this, never been there, come up to Tioga next Wednesday. We'll be broadcasting live from there. Take a tour. Soak it all in. And also live music by the Tin Star Band. So going to be a great day. No RSVP, no registration. All events are free and open to the public. Doors open at 10 a.m. That's Wednesday in Tioga. Okay, let's get back to the phones here. Mark and Dickinson is next on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Hello, Mark. Go ahead.
Good morning, Scott, Tom. I'm in the midst of all the enthusiasm for North Dakota having hit over a million barrels a day in oil production, it seems there's an enemy out there in the form of the Environmental Protection Agency, which has seemingly, believe it has, well, it has more enthusiasm for shutting down things than it does facilitating things. And my question would be, what's the deal with its interpretation of the Clean Water Act? It seems that it's trying to claim oversight authority over not only the navigable waters of the United States, but pretty much any form of moisture in the United States. So as we celebrate the growth of oil in North Dakota, I'd be interested and excited to hear Congressman Cramer's comments on how to contain the EPA, especially in the context of the Clean Water Act, if it needs to be contained, and what might be the ramifications of it expanding its authority or apparent authority, its self-proclaimed authority to regulate non-navigable waters. The Clean Air Act is important in the context of everything. And
I think it's about control, don't you, Mark? It's about control, and it's about a different worldview. It's about, I think they prefer the Buffalo Commons.
Way of living.
And again, the fact that they're going to roll agriculture or roll energy production, in their view, kind of serves a greater purpose of,
And I'd be interested in seeing hearing Congressman Cramer's comments on how the result of stopping oil and stopping agriculture, or at least impeding those industries, what impact it might have on the aggregate economy, and particularly small business. It seems like a lot of it is at risk, and, how do we keep that agency in check?
Appreciate the call, Mark. Thanks for listening, and Dickinson today, and we will no doubt cover that topic with Congressman Kevin Cramer. Comes up regularly on the program. John, Grand Forks, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell us.
Yes, good morning. I'd love you to ask this question to Ellen when she talks about the need for solar and wind. Ask her what is she going to do as far as a list of things, and I know I brought this up before, but that 30-40% of a barrel oil that's used for byproducts, how is she going to replace that? I'd like to hear her comment on that.
Or lift a plane off the air, because you don't without oil. I mean, you could go through that list over and over again. We should probably explain who Ellen is. John's talking about a different program we air on one of our affiliate stations, two of them actually, AM 1100 and AM 1090, in a conversation with Ellen Ratner. And folks may have seen her on Fox News Channel before. She's a liberal commentator that's been on there for years, and I was talking with Ellen about the 1 million barrels of oil, and she went into a rant about how, you know, we're using up this oil way too fast. God gave it to us to last forever, and we're using it. We got to get out of it. We got to, you know, got to go to solar. We got to go, you know, kind of that mantra. And in this case, you could replace Ellen with, folks who just have a very different view of what, I mean, you know, the one thing I always say about critics of President Obama, he didn't exactly hide a lot of what he was for. And one famous interview that sticks with me a lot, specifically when I think about the coal industry in North Dakota, was an interview he did as a candidate for president with the San Francisco Examiner, in which he described his worldview of what we needed to do to get to, you know, the Ellen's world, the liberal world of energy and the sources we use for energy, solar, and other things. He said that you would bankrupt coal companies by forcing restrictions on them to change. So you'd bankrupt them, they'd go away, and then electricity rates would necessarily skyrocket. His words, bankrupt coal companies, electricity rates necessarily skyrocketing. So then you create the industry to say, well, the coal's bankrupt. Electricity rates, pain points off the charts. So now we're going to go we're going to do the utopian green agenda, solar, and other sources to replace that. Now, again, his own words. And thankfully, there's been a Congress and there's been a stop on some of that agenda. But that's the design. That's what we all ought to worry about. Joe and Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Tell us.
Yeah, I'd just like to say, about this global warming, I believe the Earth is always taking care of itself. I mean, millions of years ago, all the volcanoes and everything going off and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, if that didn't destroy the atmosphere, I don't think this little bit of car pollution is going to do the same. Also wanted to say, so about ESPN, does everybody know that ESPN is owned by Disney? And Disney owns, like, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, NBC, and those are all the liberal, gay-promoting TV stations out there. Did you notice in the draft when they drafted the gay football player, ESPN had a camera in his apartment, and he was a seventh-round draft choice, and that's never happened. Cameras are only in these draftees' houses if they're a first or second-round draft choice, and he was a seventh-round draft choice, and they had a camera there, him kissing his boyfriend, his white boyfriend, an interracial gay relationship. So I just want to let people know that Disney is pro-gay to the max, and they own ESPN, and that's about all I have to say.
All right, Joe, thank you for the call. Appreciate that. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. We're kind of all over the map today, aren't we? But I guess when we ask the question, what's on your mind, we get
right.
The answers.
Exactly.
All right, coming up, Trent Luce, sixth-generation U.S. rancher. You hear him on Loose Tales and Dakota Trails and Tales, and we're going to chat with him. Welcome your calls. Great opportunity to talk with someone who a lot of folks listen to and enjoy and appreciate. The next hour, Congressman Kevin Cramer of the Talk Radio Town Hall. Stay tuned, folks.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Farmers Union Oil Company, the Senex stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years have a brand new name. Pinnacle, serving excellence, and the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items, burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken, chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza is fantastic. Personal pan size, medium and large, order in or take out. They have catering available, too. A great bakery department and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, right off Highway 2 in Stanley or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Today by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council, energy independence, 60,000 jobs, $30 billion in economic revenue, economic impact from that industry, and now history, 1 million barrels per day. Find out more at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. By the way, the schedule for the 1 million barrels, 1 million thanks event next Wednesday in Tioga is up at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. All right. We welcome your questions for our next guest, Trent Luce, a sixth-generation U.S. rancher. You hear him on the radio, Luce Tales, Dakota Trails and Tales and more. And we had a caller call the other day to say, I have never heard so much common sense as I heard out of this climatologist scientist that was on one of Trent's shows. So it reminded us it had been a while since we had him on, and we wanted to invite him back. Trent, how you doing?
Never better. I'm starting to speak English again without my Canadian brogue.
well, we can understand you clearly, so that's great to hear.
I've been running around Manitoba and Saskatchewan this week, but I just got back to Steamboat Springs. I bet you guys wish you were with me.
No kidding. Exactly right. And how's our Canadian neighbors faring this growing season thus far? What'd you find?
A lot of water. It rained 5 inches on me in Manitoba, just outside of Winnipeg, on Saturday and Sunday, then went over to Moose Jaw and Swift Current and Regina and Saskatchewan, the same thing. A lot of rain.
They're kind of in our same boat here then, huh?
They are. They are in the same boat. That's a nice pun and lead into steamboat. And I should qualify that because I don't want anybody to think I'm actually vacationing. I'm here for the rest of the week announcing the Kettle Dog National Finals, Kettle Dog Working Association's National Finals.
And, you know, it's a labor of love, though, isn't it? That doesn't sound like work. That sounds like a place to be fun to be.
No, it's work. It's grueling work, nonstop talk, every day, all day.
Oh, that's exactly right. That's your... That's your livelihood, along with Todd and I here. So we had a call from a listener who said, "Hey, I have never heard so much common sense." And I noticed on your webpage you said, "If you want man to be responsible for climate change, then you don't want to listen to this Alabama State climatologist John Christie." Tell us a little bit about John and his view and what you unearthed in the way of facts from this fellow about who is responsible for climate change.
At first witness, I was actually on a program with John Christie in the state of Florida a few years ago. It was probably 5 years ago, And his title was going to be talking about how we deal with climate change. And I thought, oh, here we go again. And once he got into his presentation, he was talking about how the reason the Earth in the United States is warming is because we have placed all of our thermometers on the edges of urban areas. Urban areas have continued to expand, and anytime you pave nature with concrete, you're going to increase the air temperature. And so he started walking through all of these common sense approaches to what was really going on and said, hey, let's just take a bigger look here. We have normal cyclical activities taking place, and there is nothing that man can do to impact that. And I was like, really? This guy's a state climatologist. He's a professor at the University of Alabama, Huntsville. And he is just a wealth of common sense. So I've maintained communication with him through the years, and he's now testified in front of Congress 18 times about the real science behind climate change and our impact on climate change. The climate is changing. Nobody's denying that. How we impact it through greenhouse gas emissions is what we're discussing.
That's the most frustrating part of this whole thing to me. There's number one, a level of arrogance there to suggest that, you know, we could impact this, given a lot of facts that's displaced. Second of all, if we do everything that the climate change crowd would like us to do, we would A, bankrupt the economy, cost a lot of jobs, and B, the climate, given the fact that we have some other folks that are part of this world besides us, wouldn't improve any. So it would be a feel-good measure to go broke, basically, right, Trent?
Well, no, actually, if we did everything they wanted us to do, we would cease to exist.
Stop breathing?
Yeah, you would not be able to exist because they want to completely eliminate greenhouse gas emissions. And you show me a country in the world that does not have greenhouse gas emissions, and I'll show you a country where the people are struggling. And John Christie, you said so much of his thought process was impacted by living in Kenya for 5 years and how people in Kenya struggle from day to day. And it really just comes back to what has been my theme all year, that Chinese proverb that says, show me a man with a full stomach, I'll show you a man with many problems. Show me a man with an empty stomach, and I'll show you a man with but one. That's really what we're dealing with.
800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, by the way, 701-258-0550. If you have a question or comment for Trent Luce, email questions, welcome, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. So the ultimate goal is the Buffalo takeover. We get back to a Buffalo Commons, Trent?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they do not understand the part of natural cycles. And the whole Buffalo Commons thing, you know, that feeds into everything that we're talking about today. I was in Las Vegas at a horse summit not that long ago, and a documentary filmmaker with PBS was there, and he was talking about how I, as a rancher, should get back to raising buffalo because the buffalo are in tune with nature. The buffalo are smart enough not to crap in the creek and things like this. And I said, did you know that all estimates are that the buffalo population of the North American continent at one time is almost identical to what the cattle population is of the North American continent today? So we have cows today instead of buffalo, and these individuals think that somehow the buffalo are part of nature and cows are some creation of man to destroy nature. It's just getting back to the things that really matter, maintaining a healthy planet, feeding our people for healthy living. It's a balance of all things.
Pat in New Salem, question or comment for... Turn your radio down if you would, Pat.
Yep, I just did.
Trent Luce. Go ahead, Pat. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, the comment about global warming. It is really amazing. I mean, either you're an atheist or you believe in God, but if you believe in God and the Bible, and Isaiah, and I think it's in around in chapter 47, God goes through there and he talks about how he confuses these people. Man all of a sudden has become just as smart or not smarter than God, you know. And God speaks to how, this chapter 47, if you anybody go through it, it'll make you laugh because the names that he calls these people that think they're smarter than him about the earth and how he confuses them, just messes with them. I wish the heck, I just turned the radio on and heard you talking about it, but my gosh, if I can get back home, I mean, anybody got a Bible, just look in there in 47, you know, it's funny, you know. God said one time he got upset with his people that he shoved the earth out of its, you know, basically out of the orbit. And only one, he can do that. And I used to worry about that kind of stuff, but I thought, you know what? He made it. The way this thing orbits around the sun, the gravitational pull, it is so perfect that, you know, there is a God, and he did it, and it's, he'll keep it going. And when he decides to end it, he's going to end it. People, don't worry about it. He's got everything in control.
Well, that kind of goes. All right, Pat. Thanks for the call. And Trent, that sort of goes to the arrogance thing, doesn't it? Those that suggest that, you know, we're responsible, or that we even would be capable of impacting what Pat's talking about there.
Oh, absolutely. And I appreciate Pat's call, because every rabbit I chase, whether it's an animal rights rabbit or a pseudo environmental rabbit, it all actually just comes back to an anti-Christian movement. And boy, it's not popular to talk about that, but you can't summarize it any better way.
Hey, another email question wanted us to ask your take on the headline this week that the price index for meats, poultry, fish, and eggs is at an all-time high. What's going on there?
Mm-hmm. Well, major media wants to blame the drought, 2012 severe drought, which was the worst the country's ever seen. And that's only one small component of what's going on in the milk, meat, and egg complex in terms of price all across the board, not just meats. But we tend to forget that our USDA did us no favors in 2011 and rejected finely textured lean beef as one of the healthy components going into school lunches. That began an avalanche where everybody began to say, well, I don't want that either. I don't want that either. And that rejection cost us beef worth 1.5 million cows each year. We have rejected other technologies along the lines of ionophores, some antibiotic use, some repartitioning agents that improve our overall efficiency to the tune of 1.5 million head worth of beef cattle. So that's 3 million head worth of beef cattle we don't have, simply because of ignorance and the fear of the unknown. And you have to throw into the mix that we are only grazing the federal lands of this country with animals at about 40% of what they're capable of. If they were grazed at 100% capability with proper management, maintaining the resource in a sustainable manner, we would produce 110 million protein meals a year simply from the federal lands in 11 western states. So you take all of those things, those get left out of the equation, but all of those components of ignorance and the fear of the unknown that people put in there, that causes us to reject the science and technology that allows us to produce more with less, that contributes to the lowest number of beef animals that we've had in the United States since 1951, despite the fact that we produce three times as much human consumable protein per beef animal. We have a demand that continues to grow. The supplies are not there for all of the reasons previously stated, and it's going to continue to stay that way.
Is there any reversing that? Is there any, how do you reverse that trend given what, ranchers face?
14 years, my education has been that people will only actually do the right thing when they look the devil in the eye. So at the point in time that the consumer can no longer comfortably afford the essentials of life, being nutrition, they're going to begin asking the questions, and then it'll be tougher for the people who threw the fit and caused the rejection to take place to justify it. So I think it's going to have to get much worse, but again, it's much like climate change. It's no different. As long as you continue to feed the big lie to people, they go along down the road. And at some point, we're now with a year, we're going to be what, $2,500 higher per household in electricity costs because we think coal is absolutely the evil of the world. At some point, when people hit the wall, they're going to say, how did we get here? We got to fix this. And then it's tougher to fix it. But
hold that thought. Hold that thought. More with Trent Luce after the break on What's on Your Mind, and your calls welcome too. Don't go away.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Gluck, Billings, Montana, the Metro Park Expo Center, home of the 15th Annual Energy Exposition. Yep, June 25th and 26th. It's the largest oil and gas trade show in the Rockies. You go there, you get exposed. Register your company for a booth now. And hey, don't miss the industry dinner with keynote speaker, the Honorable Dick Cheney. Admission to the expo is free, and the exposure is, you know, priceless. The Energy Exposition, June 25th and 26th. Find out more at energyexposition.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercorp building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercourtbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Top of the hour with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hinnom. This is What's on Your Mind. Our telephone numbers are 800-228-0550. Toll-free telephone number, 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. Email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Congressman Kevin Cramer for the entire hour, next hour, on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Continuing our conversation for a few more minutes here with Trent Luce. You hear him on the radio, Dakota Trails and Tales and Loose Tales, and we're chatting about all things farming and ranching and just good old-fashioned common sense today in the program. A couple calls waiting for Trent. Sue and Moorhead, you go ahead for Trent Luce. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Question, get off and listen.
In North Dakota, the western part of the state was a swamp, much like Florida years ago, and the eastern side was carved out by glaciers that retreated. I want to know why you never hear anything about this type of history of the world when they talk about climate change, because it seems to me like climate and changes have gone on since God created this world.
Sue, I think about that every single time I go to the Badlands of North Dakota, my favorite spot in the world. How severe was the weather to cause what we're looking at here? We absolutely love and marvel driving through the Badlands, and yet that had to be some pretty wicked stuff.
Sue, appreciate the call. Thanks. Ron, Bismarck, next for Trent Luce. Go ahead. Are you there, Ron?
Yes, Rod.
Oh, Rod. Sorry. Go ahead, Rod. You're up.
Yeah, good morning. I appreciate Trent Luce. A couple years ago, you did a, I believe it was a Loose Tales on climate change, and it was phenomenal as far as just coming common sense. And also, John Christie, his testimony, most recent testimony, was actually in December of 2013 before the Subcommittee on Environment, the Committee on Science, Space, and Technology. And phenomenal individual as far as giving real common sense approach towards climate change. But it's common sense, too, that when you point out climate change, you're dealing with a trace element in the case of carbon dioxide measured in parts per million, of which 90% of it is generated by Mother Nature. And you look at it and you say, okay, just thinking about it, what chance does man have of actually influencing the climate when so very little of it is produced by man, and it is Mother Nature that is actually producing the carbon dioxide, and it's a building block of life. So, anyway, those are my comments.
Thanks, Rod.
I just want to comment on that because, you know, Rod and I can sit down and have that conversation, but the problem with where we are at in the country today, and I'm saying I'm contributing to this problem as well, is that if you don't have the information I want to hear, it's tougher to have a conversation because the partisanship continues to grow, not only in conservatives and liberals, but in things like climate change. And you can present common sense information, but we've got to find a way to sit down at the table and have a discussion, and a discussion that involves talking and listening, and I wish we could find that answer.
Here's another came in during the break.
Hey, I wanted to ask Trent. A few years ago, he had some 18-year-old kid talking about animal rights, and he said something about people should get along with or treat animals like they do their neighbors in the big, like in the big cities and stuff like that. If we treated our animals like we in the big cities, like we they do the neighbors, we'd be treating them, abusing them, because a lot of people in the big cities don't even know their neighbors. They don't treat them right. They don't treat a lot of people in the big cities, neighbors and stuff right, because they don't even know them. And we'd be abusing our animals if we did that, if we treated them like people do. Bye.
All right, appreciate the call. Do you remember the guest he's talking about there, Trent?
Actually, I do. And that led into a discussion that really educated me about something that I've been speaking about a lot recently, and that's Crunchy Mamas. Does Scott or Todd, either one, know what a Crunchy Mama is?
I don't.
Nope.
Well, I was on Facebook one day responding to somebody like that that said, you should treat your cows and sows more like a pregnant woman, Trent. I said, hey, when you start eating your afterbirth after giving childbirth, I'll start treating you. And guess what? Crunchy mamas eat their afterbirth after giving birth. They're taking the placenta home from the hospital, freeze-drying it, and taking it as a supplement. You can even go to crunchymama.com and get a placenta recipe. That's how whacked out we've become.
Oh, my gosh.
I said, hey, cows and sows eat their own placenta for one reason, to protect their young from coyotes, because coyotes learn that when there's placenta, there's somebody vulnerable. So what coyote is chasing your kid? You ought to protect your kid.
Let's get one quick call in here from Scott Bismarck. Quick comment. Scott, if you would.
Yeah, the reason I was calling is because it disturbs me, the hypocrisy that's going on with the current liberal administration, where they have global warming as such a huge topic, but yet they're flying all over the world. Michelle Obama, Hillary Clinton brags about being at every country in the whole world, and Michelle Obama with all her trips on these jet planes that
are... That's a good point. Good point. Good point, Scott. Somebody brought in, ever in the history of North Dakota, has there been a bigger carbon footprint from the visit of two people than there were last week, as an example? Quick comment on the hypocrisy, Trent. Got literally 10 seconds.
Just keep telling the truth. Never let back on telling the truth, and we will win the day.
Always refreshing to have a conversation with you, Trent. Thanks. We'll have you back. Keep listening, folks, to the great Trent Luce, our guest. Congressman Kevin Cramer of the Talk Radio Town Hall coming up.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
If you're looking for an easy, clean, and safe way to haul more loads of grain every day, the Roltec electric system from AgriCover converts manual opening hopper bottoms and side-locking tarps into electric. It makes loading and unloading hassle-free. This completely integrated system uses the same wireless remote to control both hoppers and a roll tarp, keeping your driver out of the dust, rain, and harm's way. Schedule your install today by calling a dealer near you. Find a dealer online at RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.